So, Father, let's pray. Lift your hands. Father, we thank you. We surrender to you tonight. We thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you have some things you want to say to us. But in you saying it, Lord, is not enough. We need to hear what you're saying. Not only do we need to hear it, but we need to understand what you're saying to us at this time and this season, that we may walk in the benefits of the kingdom. So we ask that this does not be a time we get together and clap our hand and shout, but it be a time of change, a time of understanding, a time of wisdom. So we pray that the words will come alive in this house tonight and all over the world, that it will touch men and women who really love you and want to know from you what to do. And so we are here as an instrument for you to speak to us and show us exactly what steps to take, what way to turn, when to stop, when to be cautious about what we're going through. We thank you so much that we do have ears to hear and hearts to understand. And these men and women who are tuning in to this session will get a revelation about their health. We thank you for it. We give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Beginning at verse 25. We're talking about developing faith for health and turning it loose. Now get the whole subject, developing faith for health and turning it loose. In other words, knowing how to receive your health and receiving it by faith. Now we pondered on this some for almost four, 5 decades. Very little in the body of Christ at large had been taught about health. Now, I already had this money coming assignment about wealth and prosperity, and seemed like he's putting this health coming assignment on me to the body of Christ. In other words, moving beyond healing and moving in divine health and moving beyond living a long time or existing a long time, but living a long time with health. No matter any age you go to, you still can walk in divine health. That's the truth that it has to come to the body of Christ. So here, this woman, and I discovered some things by making an observation of this woman in meditation and observation, and I'm going to share them with you. In verse 25 of the 5th chapter of Mark, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Now you might underline 12 years because the Bible talks about years. It talks about the man laid at the pool 38 years. Years don't make no difference. It's just when you learn the truth and can operate in the truth, you can't hold on to the past. When you learn the truth, you have to step out in the truth. So she had it for 12 years. We see that. And had suffered many things of many physicians. And you see, his physician is plural, but I'm going to say something about that. And has spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Now, two things you need to put in your notes. Number one, at this time, the woman didn't know Jesus. We're going to find out further when she heard about him. So she didn't know Jesus. So she was a sinner going through all that. She was not a Christian. She didn't have no revelation. And the second thing is, it was not the physician's fault that she was suffering. She was going a route, trying to find out. They tried to help her. And physician would try to help you. But the Lord want to reveal to you how to walk in health. Actually, Actually, it's a revelation of health you need to catch a hold of. Now watch, I'll go on with the story. So now, she didn't know in observation and meditation. I never thought about that. This woman, when she went through all that, didn't know Jesus. So there's no excuse for us as Christian to act like this woman before the woman become a Christian, or before the woman heard about Jesus and recognized that there's a greater power. We in the body of Christ. We're the Life Christian Center, every member here. You already have heard about Jesus, you see, but hearing and practicing and receiving is two different things. So look at verse 27 now. Now, verse 27, open our eyes, and I won't stay here too long. 25 and 26 point some things out to us. But then 27 bring us into the arena in which we live. Are you hearing me? It bringing us into the arena where we live. We are at verse 27. We're not in verse 25 and 26. We in verse 27 because we're a Christian. Can you see that? It makes a difference, doesn't it? All right, so when we get in verse 27, when she heard of Jesus, it changed the whole thing. When you really hear of Jesus and what Jesus had done for you, it changed everything. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now, that verse 27 give us a submission of the whole thing she did. Then he's going to tell us how she did it. But notice when she heard of Jesus. Well, through ministry, through revelation knowledge, through insight, through the direction of the Holy Spirit, you are not to stay in the same place where you are after you hear the word of God. You're supposed to move. You're not supposed to go through routine, but revelation wakes something up in you to put you in a deeper division or depth of faith. Something should change tonight. Something should change in your life tonight, or we're wasting our time. If you hear it, something should change. Something should change in your body. Your mindset should change. Your anointing should change. Your thinking should change. Your speaking should change. Your manifestation should change. When the word of God go forward and you get it properly, something need to change. Listen to me now. She made a statement in verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up when she did what she said. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague, because now she's in the zone of God. She's not just trusting man, but she found out there's a healer who never miss a case. All right, now, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, power, turned him about in the press. So faith causes power. Power that faces no impossibility. Write that down. Power that faces no impossibility. In other words, there's no case that faith power can't handle. Because faith, when operated on properly, becomes synonymous with God, becomes synonymous with Jesus, becomes synonymous with the Holy Spirit, becomes synonymous with the kingdom. We have that divine right. See, we've been held back so long going through the routine. We've been going through verse 25 and 26 for many years as if we do not have a health covenant. A healing covenant. And so our mindset going to have to be changed, because we can't think the same way. We got to think miracles, signs, and wonders. We got to begin to think supernaturally. You follow me? We got to think miracle. We got to think nothing impossible. And so we can take our bodies in the presence of God, and God can do things that the world can't do. I hope you're listening. And verse 30 says, and Jesus immediately knowing himself that voice had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said to him, thou see the multitude throwing thee, and said, thou, who touched me? Now, verse 31 reveals something else to us. Verse 31 reveals a whole lot of going to church. Verse 31 reveals a whole lot of clapping our hands and stomping our feet. Verse 31. You know it. You and I are both guilty. Come on, talk to me. We just been going to church, but all this power sitting right over here said, hey, come over here. Act on it. Act like I can do it. Believe I can do it. You can't talk to the crowd because all they want to do is clap and jump. See? But manifestation, revelation, manifestation, and demonstration of help come to your house tonight. Amen. That cannot be stopped. Revelation. See, when you're reading the scripture, when we read the scripture, we need to make observation. What is that scripture saying? And then we need to have interpretation. What does that scripture mean? And then we can make application. See, you got to get that to be able to make application. Now, let me try to read, because I got a lot of principles I want to give you tonight. Let's go with verse 33 again. But the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. I guess you would be fearing and trembling. You'd have been dealing with something all these years, and all of a sudden you'd have found out the truth. And the church backwards, the church up there, what she didn't know. The church running day and night to physician. I tell you what, who responsible for your health? Not the physician. You are. As a Christian, are you following me? So what I'm saying is, I have the story of the man who consulted a physician and did not consult God and died. Esau's name was. I hope I get to it. But then there's another man, Hezekiah. The prophet told him he was going to die. Hezekiah said, no, I got something to do with this. So Hezekiah turned to the wall and started talking to God. Said, look, I've been serving you. I need for you to do something about this. Before the prophet got out the yard, the Lord said, go back and tell Hezekiah I've extended his life 15 years. You see what I'm saying? So it's so powerful, so real. Let me hear him read this. Verse 34 is the pivotal verse as we talk about developing faith for health and turning it loose. And he said unto her, daughter, I didn't make you whole. For as I was concerned, you was already whole. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. What we can't do is depend on somebody else to make us whole. See, you have to understand, I'm about to make a statement now. Brace yourself. When your faith is properly acted upon, it becomes synonymous with God. It becomes synonymous with Jesus. It becomes synonymous with the Holy Spirit. In other words, the same power that God packing, the same power that Jesus packing, the same power that the Holy Ghost is packing, the same power that the Word is packing, the same power that the kingdom is packing, the same power that the kingdom, that the covenant is packing, your faith becomes synonymous with it. And here come miracles. Here come signs. Where man couldn't do nothing about it. Our text, man couldn't do nothing about it. They tried all they could. They couldn't do nothing about it. But then what Jesus did, see, that's where we got to come in our faith. So he said to her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, I want to ask a few questions before I go back to my principle. When I first start searching in this area, too many people were sick in the church and too many good people. And they're sick and satisfied. That's the sad thing about it, because they think they got it under control, but they're just dealing with symptoms. So I remember when I first put my hand on this book, I don't know if I got it right, Eating to Live or Living to Eat. When I saw that book, I said, what are these people talking about? And I found out. I lost so much weight, one of my members told me, said, boy, you better eat something. You better blow away. And I made the mistake and followed what she told me. There's another statement. The whole, if I could use the word, doctoral practice was started by these words. Let food be your medicine. That's how doctrine started off. They got away from it with pharmaceutical. Another point I want you to write down is living a healthy lifestyle. And then I wrote this for you. Food foolishness that set the foundation for health failure. Food foolishness. You know, and I'm just going to say it, just eating like a fool. You don't know what you put in your mouth. We taste some good. What are they going to do for you? That's what I call that food foolishness. And I know I'm way out here preaching, but I'm preaching. Jesus wants me to preach it. Then he says, you pray the Lord's Prayer, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. What you praying it for? Turn with me to another scripture. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. I'll begin to give you principles again. I started fourth principle I want to give. I'm about to preach this series a good while, developing faith for help and turning it loose. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Now, one of my daughters, I don't call no name, wrote me. I just want to share this with you, to share this with Apostle Thompson. I went to my family doctor for an appointment on today, and the nurse brought to my attention my vital sign from a little over a year ago. So I've attached the two sheets for you to see and share with Apostle Thompson. On November 11, 1219, I was 308 pounds. My blood pressure was 132 over 73, and that was with medication. Today, April 13, 2021, my weight is 235 pounds. My blood pressure is 123 over 71 without medication. Glory to God, I've attached a vital sign sheet. Thanks for sharing the uncompromised word of God concerning my health. Here's a woman who was 308 pounds, and she was on medication. And now I got both of the doctoral proof that now she's off medication, she's lost that weight, and she took her health in her hand and placed it in God's hand. I'm proud of her, what she did. Matter of fact, her and her whole family did a whole lot of things. Just follow suit, you know. Amen. Yeah, amen. Now, here, Daniel. You had Daniel? Look at 1 and 8 now. Look at 1 and 8. Because you know we can be real smart, real academically, real sharp, dress nice, talk nice, and miss out at the same time. Daniel was a real smart, the boys in Daniel was real smart. Four boys they took. But look at verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart. Circle the word purpose. For this to happen, you've got to have the purpose. He purposed in his soul that he would not, underline this word now, defile himself. That word is used twice in this verse. Defile himself. In other words, I suckle my Bible when I'm writing. I suckle, defile myself. I will not defile myself. Defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Look at the last two words, defile himself. There's a whole lot of defiling going on, children. We just well understand it. And, you know, as an apostle, God didn't push me out yet to preach this. There's a whole lot of defiling going on, and we're going to stop it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to stop it. All right? Now, choosing life or death. Choosing life or death. Look in Deuteronomy 30:18. I'll start giving principles in a few moments. I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, that you should not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou possess over Jordan or go to possess it. All right, look in, that is not clear enough for me. Look in Joshua 24:15. It's talking about it is a choice. Health is a choice. Health is not a gift without you choosing it. Health is a choice. You can do this. No, 24:15. Job said, choose today who you're going to serve. Me and my heart are going to serve the Lord. All right. Let's go now to the principles of this message. You ready? Jesus, the man, stop letting the world mass mind keep stealing your health. Jesus, the man, stop letting the world mass mind keep stealing your health with commercials, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. John 10:10. Your health been stolen from you by deception and lies. Because look what it says here. The thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Do you think health included in a more abundant life?
Yes.
Absolutely. See? But the thief does not have the ability to overpower you. And so now, what the Holy Ghost is saying, what the Holy Ghost is saying now, tonight, you were here enough. Listen, you listening?
Yes.
To take your health back.
Yes, sir.
Write down that I'm taking my health back. Put the date down there. Put the date. Type it in. Take your health back. No matter what has been said to you by the medical world, it's time for the faith in God to manifest in the body of Christ. Take your health back. You remember what he said to that woman in Mark 5:34? Thy faith has made thee whole. Now, here's another statement. We're talking about faith. Turn to Matthew 9:29. Matthew 9:29. Turn there. And I'm going to say something. Then touch he their eyes. You see that? How many see that? Mark 9:29. Saying, good God Almighty. Saying. According to me, you're going to be all right. No, it's not what he said. See? According to your faith, be it unto you. So if I don't have it, and this book promised it to me, what's the problem? I'm not using my faith. I'm following the fake. I'm letting the fake turn my faith into flakes. My faith is not doing what it's supposed to do because I got too many people speaking in my life and their voice are louder than God. We got to stop it. He said, be it
to you according to your faith, so nobody can stop me. My relative who don't understand, I'm about to change my life. I don't want to be at that birthday party eating all that crap. I don't have to eat that. I got a wife who I put in my mouth. What? What? You got to operate this thing, man. Listen to me. Shoot. My goodness. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Let me make two statements here. The substance and hope of your health is in your faith. The substance and hope of your health. Where is that? In my faith. Look at Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So just because the pain's still there, that don't mean you're not healthy. Just because you done got a medical report and they say that you're not going to make it, doesn't mean you're not going to make it, because you got somebody else who got a bigger voice than anybody else can change things in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. So when you, let me tell you something. It's a journey. When you start taking care of your body and getting out of this satanic tricks that Satan had put on the church with food. Boy, all y'all got quiet there. With food, you got to have some discernment here. You got to have. When you go in a restaurant, you got to have discernment of what you're going to do. We just got to face it. I never thought I would be preaching this, but I found out why we're burying people early and why Christians are just as sick as everybody else. So he said, and the sixth verse says, look what Hebrews 11:6 says. If you don't have faith for health, if you just got faith for healing, you're not going to ever walk in hell. See? Because they said, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. You see that? Impossible to please. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that, listen, twice, this is the way you study the word. Twice it says he is. He is. No exception. You see what I'm saying? Your faith releases the illness of God in your situation. Not trying to become, not God. He don't, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. He don't have to ask nobody position or permission to come in your room and wipe the hell out of your room, wipe that what the satanic force is trying to do to you. Even though we have made a mistake, God is forgiven. I know he's forgiven. Even though we have done a lot of wrong things to our body, ooh, how merciful God is. Have he been good to you? How merciful God is. God is a good God. Tonight, he's bringing us into an arena where we can step out and know that God can bring health in my body right now. I don't care what nobody else says. Yes, sir. Here's a statement. Here's faith turned loose. Remember in the 8th chapter of Matthew, that centurion come by his servant, and I wrote here for you to have for footnote. He turned his faith loose and received divine results. He turned his faith loose and received divine results. Look, notice in Matthew 8:8, quickly, he turned his faith loose. Matthew 8:8. Matthew 8:8, then we'll go to 13th verse. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only. Now the Holy Ghost is calling my attention to this. Go to Psalm 107, verse 20. And then flip to Proverbs chapter 4. Psalm 107, verse 20. From that 8th chapter, what we just read, I want to flip there. He sent his word.
and heal them. When they are healed, what come next? Help, all right? And deliver them from their destruction. We see that, right? Huh? Now, you remember what Psalm... You remember what Psalm 105:37 said? Psalm 105:37. I want you to hear it before we go to Proverbs. See, faith is activated word. Faith is not automatic. Faith is activated word. Faith is a word you're standing on, and you're not concerned about what you see. You're not concerned about what you feel. You're not concerned about what nobody else say. You acting on the word. There are some people you can't call when you're operating in faith. There are some people you can't talk to when you're operating in faith because they got fake faith and they act like, oh, we're going to get this. No, you can't trust them because they ain't got no evidence. Nothing ever happened in their life. All right. So now, listen, look, he brought them forth with silver and gold. This is my assignment right there. See that boy? That's my assignment. Silver and gold. That's one for you. That's my assignment. Now, one for you, boy, Monday. Rich and healthy. That's my assignment. I mean, of all the assignments God gave me a sign about money and about health. And so you got to be independent for this. And I am. So, because I don't have nobody to call me down. So you're supposed to be wealthy and healthy. Say it, I'm wealthy and healthy. You see what I'm saying? And all you do is walk in your faith. Faith will make you healthy and wealthy. Faith that you know how to operate on will make you healthy and wealthy. I'm healthy and wealthy. Faith did it. Do you have pain? Yeah, I have pain sometimes. But I got to stand up to them pain because it's just an enemy trying to lie to me. I'm healthy and I'm wealthy and I'm happy. Faith can do all that. You understand me? All right, now, watch this now. Watch this, but it would not happen automatically. See, faith is, faith come by hearing by the word of God, but it still ain't where you want it to be. Faith has to be acted upon. And how can I properly act on my faith? Well, that's what Proverbs 4:20 is telling you. Go to Proverbs 4:20. Proverbs 4:20 is talking about the wisdom of faith. Write that down. The wisdom of faith. Faith is not stupid. Faith is not stubborn. Faith is not silly. Faith is not sad. Faith is sure. So, hear what the Lord want to do. I want to show you how to use the wisdom of faith for your health. I never heard that before. You ever heard that? Ooh, good God Almighty. How to use the wisdom of my word for your health. So, everybody on the sound of my voice leaving tonight with the wisdom of faith for their health. How to do it. How to activate it. How to make it happen? How to call it in? Good God Almighty. Woo, my son. Oh, that's enough right there. Circle that. My son. My daughter. He's talking to you. You a child of God, aren't you? This is personal to me. My son. My son. Don't listen to everybody else. My son. Attend to my word. Give my word your full attention. Well, you remember what we just read now, Psalm 120. Well, it was 107, verse 20. He sent his word. Now, let me peel this word back a little bit tonight. See, God's word is not like a man's word. God's word, John 6:63 tells us about God's word. God's word is a spiritual factor. It's a supernatural factor. It has no boundaries. God's word is full of miracles.
full of signs, full of wonders, God's word. So when you get a hold of the word right, it produces spirit and life. It activates the law, Romans 8:2, of spirit and life, freeing you from the law of sin and death. That's sickness and disease, you see. See. But your faith is that. Now go back to Proverbs. Proverbs 4:20. I got to get this out tonight at least. Got to get this money. Proverbs 4:20. Don't go to sleep on me back there. Proverbs 4:20. My son. So he's talking to you, right? Attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my saying. You saw that? Huh? He told you do things. Incline. Now, I talked about the word hearken. You remember Sunday I talked about the word hearken? Hearken means listen with the intent to do. And then I told you the word is so full. Don't try to read a whole chapter. When God stopped talking to you, stop. Salah. Stop. Because it don't take God no 15 verses to tell you nothing. Go to the 21st verse. Go to the 21st verse. Go to the 21st verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them not depart from thine eyes for commercials. Don't let no doubt and unbelief get in your heart about your health. Just because a century been gone and the church members been dying left and right, everybody dying ahead of time, or they live long and wrong. That's not your lot. Because apostolically, God given you a blueprint. I see my daughter sitting on there tonight. She her blood pressure and everything down right now because she did right. I see two of my daughters sitting on there and they're still with me. Because we knew how to fight. That's right. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep what to do with them? Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Now this is telling us a story. You may not see this, but see Psalm 139:14 and 3 John 2. I wish you'd go there. Psalm 139:14. I pray I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is thy work. You see that? Huh? And then what he said? And my what? And my soul knoweth right well. What? Who knoweth? Who knoweth? My soul. My soul. My mind. My conscience. My emotion ain't going to take off. I'm pulling down strongholds and casting down the matter. Every high thing is all the step against the knowledge of God. God said he want me to abide in hell. My soul knows right well. Praise you. Wonderful made. Marvel thy work and my soul. You know what 3 John said, right? 3 John, see. See, sickness and disease in a Christian is a soul problem. It's not a spiritual problem, it's a soul problem. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. You're thinking. How you think? Who got your thinking? Who got your mind? Mass mind? The media? Magazine? No, we got to go to the book. We got to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Are you with me yet? All right, let me give you one or two more. Back to the 8th chapter of Matthew. I got to find it now, the 8th chapter. He turned his faith loose and received divine result. Repeat that. He turned his faith loose, say it. And received divine result. All right, now, Matthew 8:8 again. Matthew 8:8 again. And I won't go to the 13th verse. Matthew 8:8 now. He sent here an answer and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that I should come in my room, but speak the word only, and my servant should be here. The action by the servant. Look at the 13th verse now. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Jesus don't love that centurion no more than he loved me. Go thy way. Now look what he says next. He never asked him nothing about condition. The Lord do not have to ask you how bad it is. Somebody getting healed right now. But this time they're going to keep it. And you can sit there and talk about, I wonder who he's talking with. Be stupid. Don't do that. He talking to me. Now, you're going to have to, now I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to buck some of your family members because they're church goers. And you know what they tell you? That man flat-footed leading you astray. Girl, don't believe all that. Now, if that's not stupid going to school, huh? See what I'm saying? And up in this room tonight, and wherever you are, not anointing is right here to back this word up. Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way, and as thou believe, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed at the same hour. My goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, listen very carefully. I got a few more minutes. Listen very carefully. The life of faith, the legacy of faith, the law of faith, and the learning of faith. Let me go back over that before I give you the scripture. We'll give you the scripture to back that up. The life of faith, the legacy of faith. Faith has a legacy, you know, in Hebrews chapter 11, you see it. The law of faith. Now, the law of faith declares nothing is impossible. But then there is the learning of faith. So it's personal. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12. Developing faith for help and turning it loose. Wherefore, seeing we are also compared to Bible with so great a cloud of witnesses. And that's the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Boy, they got some witness in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. What? All kind of stuff happened. Dead, raised. Hebrews. Boy, blunt speaking after he died. It tell about how the word of God was framed. People got delivered out of lying, then all kind of stuff. Wherefore, seeing we are also compared about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Sickness is a weight, isn't it? And the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Look at the next verse now. Wow. It's where faith should be. You shouldn't be looking at the bump on your leg. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that's set before him endured the cross. See, so sometimes you got to go through some things. Despising the shame. That's okay. But when the dust get through flying, you're going to end up sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. Healthy. Delivered. Free. I got to get some more things about faith. Understanding the movements of faith. Without faith. Hebrews 11, 6. You know what it says, right? But without faith, what it is? It's possibly God. He that come to God must what? That he is, number one. See, don't go to, look, listen. Don't go to what God can do for you first. Let's go back over there first. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. Without faith is 11:6. Without faith is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God, number one, must believe that he is what they're coming for. But he got to go through him first. You got to love him. And then he's a rewarder of them that didn't seek him. So what happened is, because of a lack of understanding, people are going for the reward. And they skip a spot. See? Why? The reward is in him. So you got to stop by him before you get the reward. See, your health is in God. Your health is in Jesus. Your health is in the Holy Ghost. When you go to them, the reward comes. But don't go try to get the help without him. Or don't try to use him as a help line without honoring him.
I'll take him back, Lord. I'll do it. I'll take him back in my clothing. Now he said in the second verse, he said, Hebrews 12:2. My goodness. Looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the Father, the throne of God. Now, I want to go back in my closing to Proverbs 4:20. Holy Spirit, just remind me, I didn't go far enough. Go back to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. I don't care how I get tied up, I'm just going to keep preaching. I can cut it up and say the wrong word. I don't care. I just want the Holy Ghost to have free course up in here. Huh? Now to faith come by hearing. What bring the faith? What bring faith to you? What bring faith to you? What bring faith to you?
The Word.
The Word. Romans 10:17. The Word bring faith to you. But you and the Word going to have to carry it out. Yes. Now watch this. Watch this. And be here while I'm speaking. Watch this. Verse 20. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. Now look what he said. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep looking at them. Now look where he said keep them at. Where you want to keep them at? What? Where you want to keep them at? Thank you. In the midst of your soul. In the midst of your thinking. In the midst of your conscience. Keep them there. See? Because where Satan rob your health is not in your body. He robbed your health through your soul. Your thinking. Your imagination. See, Satan can't get in your spirit, but he can get in your soul. You got to protect your soul. That's why I say the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. That's all that's talking about your soul. When they talk about put on the whole armor of God in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, that's talking about your soul, baby. See.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Let them not depart from thy eye. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life. Watch this now. I want y'all to see this, verse 22. For they are life unto them that find them. That's a wrap there. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because the priests rejected knowledge. The body of Christ is in a predicament because they won't keep going in the same circle. Revelation never runs out. We will never exhaust the revelation of a man hanging on a cross and being nailed for somebody else. You will never exalt the power of the blood of Jesus.
There's more. It's always more. The Holy Ghost is upon you right now to heal and put permanent health in your body as you yield to God and thank God every day. I'm a healthy woman. I'm a healthy man. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not dying ahead of time. You got too much word for that. Too much word for that. Understand the movement of faith. The first movement I told you about, without faith, that's Hebrews 11:6. Now faith, Hebrews 11:1. By faith, that's throughout the scripture, and through faith. Let me give them to you again. Understand the movement of faith. Without faith, now faith, by faith, and through faith. See, all of this, all the action is through faith. Now, I told you last setting, why would they ask this question? Is there any sick among you? And then I told you there was not one sick among them who was eating the same meal, following God. I remember he just went home. Apostle Price just went home to be with the Lord, lived a long life and a prosperous life. And I remember picking up his book, Faith, Foolishness, or Presumption. And I think it's foolishness and presumption the church has been going through when it come down to health, and it's time for them to come to faith. Faith, foolishness, or presumption for your health. You want me to show you a voice to show you? Show you whether you're in faith or foolishness or presumption? Huh? You want me to show it to you? But you don't want to see it. You ain't heard nothing tonight. Because it sure won't. You're going to call you a fool if you're. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. They fell out on me back there. Oh, what is it? Through faith. Look what it said now. Through faith. You remember I give you the by faith, now faith. Through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. And that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. Well, what is that saying to us? Your health must be framed by the word of God, not by the word of man. Man talk about the impossible too much. Man say you're just going to have to put up with it. God said you don't have to put up with nothing. Is nothing impossible with God? Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, now. Faith, foolishness, or presumption. What you got out of there for your help? I'm going to give you some more words I want you to take. I'm going to give you a verse to go with it. Favor, F-A-V-O-R. Faith, following, and flowing. Let me give it to you again. Favor, faith, following, and flowing. And guess what verse I'm going to give you? Psalm 5:12. Look at it. Look. Go ahead and shout. Psalm 5:12. Psalm 5:12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass him as with a shield. I'm surrounded with God's favor of help. Yes, your health has no life without faith. Your health has no life without faith. Romans 10:17 said, and so faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the hearing the word of God is the thing that produces health. Amen. Amen. Let me close. I want you to hear this. The Holy Ghost breathes on this. Living in health is possible. Y'all writing it down? Living in health is possible. Because I'm going to give you four scriptures you know. But we got to put it on health. Mark 9, 23. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. That's include health, right? Look at Matthew 19, 26. But Jesus beheld them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. Oh, sucker now. But with God, all things are possible. Now, help me now.
That's right.
Look at Mark 10, 27. Mark 10, 27. Good God Almighty. Mark 10, 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men, it is impossible. But with God, for with God, all things are possible. And then Luke 1, 37. I'll close right there. Luke 1, 37. Luke 1:37. Luke 1:37. Luke. Look at that voice, that short voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the most powerful voices in the Bible. For y'all read it with me. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now I want to close there, but I look in my notes and I saw a better closing voice. A better closing statement. So I want you to listen. What happens when fake food is fighting your faith? Fake, F-A-K-E, fake food. It's supposed to be food, but it have no nutrition, no nothing in it. It just tastes good. And that's what Satan using. What happened when fake food, and you know, oh my God, do I have to say this? What happened when fake food is fighting your faith? You cannot enter into your health rest. There's a health rest waiting on you. And I gave you Hebrews, and I want you to read it, chapter 4, 1 through 12. Just read that for assignment. My brothers and sisters, the Lord got me out here teaching this to the body of Christ for a reason. We're coming into seasons and time now that men, they are not going to have the answer. We have to be bold in the spirit. We have to be bold in faith. We have to walk in God's word just like Jesus did. Believing will get the same results. Panic and fear does not belong to us. We're the children of the Almighty God. We are covered by blood. We are covered by redemption. The Bible said, but he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. The Bible says, with Jesus' stripe, we are healed, meaning God has a remnant of people who are going to walk in health and glorify his name. I'm in that number. You going to be in that number?
Yes.
Y'all ain't nod your head or nothing. What, y'all scared? Ain't got that big a delay. Are y'all going to be in that number? Huh?
Amen.
Oh, I heard one person say amen. All right. I just want to make sure. Now, I know we're trying to deal with the technology and all that, but that's all right, but that's fine. Remember now, developing faith for health and turn it loose. Developing faith for health. And the reason the Lord gave me this subject is because in a large part of the body of Christ, health is not recognized as it should be, because for health, you got to do more than pray. Mm-hmm. You got to make decisions. Satan has tricked the whole world.
And I'm praying hours in tongue and stand by a member bed, and the member just go to sleep on me ahead of time. What is this? I know God hear my prayer. But they didn't know how to take care of themselves. They didn't know changes to make beyond what man just telling them. They need to study themselves and find out, what am I doing wrong? I know God loved me. Don't you know God loved you?
Yes,
sir. So let me close with this now. There is no case under the sound of my voice. I don't care what age you are. I don't care how bad they say it is. I don't care how long it's been in your family. I have the words here from God that you can be the one to step out in and trust God.
Yes,
Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yes,
lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll direct your path.
Yes, sir.
I see you healthy. You receive it? I don't care what your report, what report has been given to you, I see you healthy. I'm giving you God report. And we got to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on a healthy life. Hallelujah. I'll see you next round. I'm going to keep teaching here. I'll take it back up. Amen.